Alright, so we're back. And this episode will be dedicated to four major things that happened this week. Starting with day one, then Wrestle Kingdom 16, then New Year's Evil from NXT, and we'll finish with the TBS premiere of AEW. So lots of stuff to talk about, not a lot of time to do it. So let's get started.
Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the Wrestling Podcast.
Starting off the week, or ending last week, was day one, the new pay-per-view or premium content event, something like that. That's the new branding by the WWE. Day one, which was kind of doomed due to COVID. Roman Reigns got COVID and wasn't medically cleared to be on the show, to wrestle on the show. He's immune compromised since he had cancer before. So speedy recovery. He will be on SmackDown this week. So that means that's some good news, because he will be on the show. So it means he's recovered, or at least in a medically cleared shape. But that led to him missing day one. But Brock Lesnar needed a match on the show. He was supposed to have a title match against Roman Reigns, and he got added to the Fatal 4-Way for the World Heavyweight title. Which, you know, it started as Big E versus Seth Rollins, then Kevin Owens got added, then Bobby Lashley got added, and now Brock Lesnar got added. So, yeah, Seth Rollins was kind of screwed in this whole scenario. Brock Lesnar won the title in a match in less than 10 minutes. A very explosive, high-paced match, filled with action. And Brock is the new champ. And he got Heyman back on Raw. So all well that ends well, I think. And he will have a face-to-face confrontation with Roman Reigns on SmackDown, which will be interesting to see, because honestly, they had a great feud going on, and the whole Heyman thing was very intriguing. But then COVID happened, and then Heyman got back to Brock. But now Roman is back, so it'll be very interesting to see the development. And congratulations to Brock. A lot of people are kind of down on Brock as champ, because he rarely shows up, and his matches are always the same thing. But I love Brock. I think Brock brings a lot of authenticity to the wrestling business, and he has proven in this past month that he's great on the mic as well, and he doesn't really need Heyman. So I, for one, congratulate Brock on being the champ. And we also got some a little preview of Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. Lashley, ever since he returned to WWE, said that his one and only dream match, the top dream match of his, is against Brock Lesnar. That never happened. Then they had some stare down, showdowns, show offs on day one, and then on Raw it was decided that Lashley will face Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble for the title. First time ever. It's going to be a huge match. I'm happy we'll get it. I just hope, I really, really hope it won't be a 5-minute squash. Let them tear each other apart. It's going to be a great match. Give it time. So Lashley versus Brock at the Royal Rumble. Yes. Wrestle Kingdom 16 was kind of a weird show. I'll admit I haven't watched the full show yet, only some clips and highlights and stuff like that. But Here's the thing. Wrestle Kingdom was, in recent years, the must-see event of the year. On January 4th, you know, it starts the year with a bang. Match of the year candidates, event of the year candidate. And then they did it for 2 days, which led WWE to have WrestleMania for 2 days. And, you know, a lot of people say COVID kind of destroyed and ruined New Japan. And, you know, people got sick there. And there's also all this international flight problems to Japan and from Japan. And a lot of people said that's why it got derailed and it wasn't the best of Wrestle Kingdoms ever. And day one was mostly seen as a road to Wrestle Kingdom show. But it had Shingo versus Okada in the main event. Okada won the title. And it was an amazing match from the clips I've seen at least. And then on day two, we had Okada retaining the title against Will Ospreay. You know, I actually kind of thought Ospreay will get it. But Okada is Okada. Never bet against Okada in Wrestle Kingdom. So, and we had a hardcore match between Tanahashi and Kenta, which was very, very brutal. And not characteristically to New Japan, having a hardcore match. And we also had Shibata, who was supposed to have a 5-minute wrestling match with no strikes, an exhibition match. And then he said, you know what, screw it, we'll do a full-on match. Meltzer reported it was a shoot decision by Shibata on the spot. I don't believe it 100%, but I do think that he wanted a real wrestling match and not an exhibition match. Who knows? The wrestler, Shibata, is back. So we can skip most of night one and focus mainly on night two. But yeah, two Match of the Year candidates already from Wrestling Kingdom 16 and Japan Pro Wrestling. Next up, NXT New Year's Evil. You know, it was a kind of a takeover-worthy weekly episode. It had a great card, championship matches, high-quality matches. I really, really enjoyed it. Started off with a unification match between Roderick Strong, the Cruiserweight champ, and Carmelo Hayes, the North American champ. Carmelo Hayes won. Now, look. It also happened in the main event, and I'll talk more about it when I will address the main event. But Roderick Strong, as the veteran, did all he could, way above and beyond, to make Carmelo Hayes look like $1 million and as the future. And that's exactly what happened. Roderick was amazing in his role. Carmelo shined a lot. And now he's the unified champ, so congrats to Carmelo. Melo can't miss. We had the 3-on-3 match between MSK and Riddle versus Imperium. And boy, oh boy. I know Riddle and Walter had matches on the indies, and I saw some clips of their matches, not full matches. And I really want a 1-on-1 match between Riddle and Walter in a WWE ring, so bad. They had great chemistry during the limited time together in the ring. MSK and Imperium have great chemistry as well. It was a match that delivered big time. The match that under-delivered on the show was the women's three-way match, in my opinion at least. Mandy Rose defended the title against Cora Jade and Raquel. And, you know, Cora Jade is sort of the future as well. But I felt that she wasn't really ready. I would have preferred Io Shirai instead of her. But that's personal preference. Raquel was the powerhouse that she is. And Mandy, used her brains and her smarts to win this. Again, it was a bit of an underwhelming match, but I'm glad Mandy kept the title. I can't say I was afraid that they'll hotshot it to Cora, but I don't think it's Cora's time yet. She'll have her time. Great decision to keep the title on Mandy. And I guess Raquel is main roster bound now, isn't she? And on to the main event. Braun Breaker versus Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT title. And we have a new NXT World Champ, Braun Breaker, less than a year in pro wrestling and is already the champ in NXT, which is well deserved. I love Braun Breaker. I think I said it a lot of time on this podcast that I think he's the future, and he's a future main eventer and a WrestleMania main eventer. And I'm really, really happy that he won the title. And just like in the opening match, the veteran Tommaso Ciampa did everything that he could to make Braun Breaker look like a million bucks, and he did just that. Braun was great in his part. Tommaso was great in his part. Great NXT title match, and I'm really happy that Braun Breaker is the new NXT champ. All in all, like I said in the beginning, a takeover worthy card, a takeover worthy episode of NXT. If for some reason you haven't seen it yet, don't wait any longer. Go now, watch it. You will not regret it. And we also got AJ Styles and Grayson Waller in the ring. So that's another plus for this episode. Go watch it. And AEW are now, Dynamite actually, is now on TBS, not on TNT. Rampage is still on TNT. Their debut episode on TBS was yesterday. Started off with a bang. Bryan Danielson challenging Hangman Adam Page for the title after their classic one-hour time limit draw. This time they had judges. If it will end up in the draw, then the judges will decide who won. But it didn't end up in the draw. Adam Page won in, I don't know, some like 30 minutes. Blood and action. And I actually liked it more than their one-hour draw because A, we got a winner, B, it was better paced, and C, it was an amazing match. So kudos to Hangman and Bryan Danielson for an amazing AEW title match. Speaking of title matches, the first ever TBS Women Champion was crowned, the finals between Jade Cargill and Ruby Soho. And I'm not sure if I mentioned it on this podcast before, but I talked about it with some of my friends, and I told them that the finals will be Jade versus Ruby, and Jade will win it. And I know some people online are now saying that Jade only won it because of the whole Swole Tony Khan thing. But I guessed Jade to win it when they announced the tournament. Jade is still pretty green, pretty new to the business, but she has the looks, she has the charisma, she has the it factor, and I was happy for her to win it. Just let Ruby Soho win some stuff as well. Congratulations, Jade Cargill. Last thing to talk about on AEW is the main event between the Lucha Brothers versus the Jurassic Express for the tag team titles. Rey Fénix had a horrible, horrible landing on the outside. Seems like a broken arm or torn something in there. And then they quickly rushed to the finals, having Jurassic Express win the title. Seems like that was the plan, but the injury definitely left a bad taste in the mouth. But congrats to Jurassic Express. That's all the time for today. Thank you very much. Go to linktree.com/15minute time limit to find out all the places you can listen to this podcast. And see you next time.